This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
What a challenge today. We had a storm, took out the internet, and you know, plain old telephone service, landlines, they are up 99.997% of the time. They are the most reliable infrastructure I think we have in this country. Plain old telephone service, known in the industry as POTS, plain old telephone service. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. You sound a little crunchy there. I was wondering. So, man, well, I think it's jives with our topic for today, I suppose.
Okay. Where would you like to start?
I think you might. I think, first of all, we want to be grateful for holiday season, and can I say Merry Christmas? And I think we're grateful that there's some news that we're continuing on the air. And I think there's a couple of things you wanted to say. But then we're going to talk about surviving a tornado. Mm-hmm. And can you believe I mean, what a big world. Can you believe I have a good friend who just barely survived a tornado a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Well, we're going to discuss it. I think it's going to be an interesting hour for today.
Hmm? Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you and I were talking on the phone last night, and you had asked me how I got started in radio. Was that right?
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about how it began with the was that WTO or W, well, you know better. Anyway, where you were doing your promoting the show that you were doing, mm-hmm. that, you know, the big festival that you would have for USA Prepares. But I'll you can explain it better than me because we're talking about you.
All right. So, Bert mentioned last night, how did I get on the radio? Because I've known Bert for a long time, since the early 70s, and he knows that I don't I was nervous about speaking in public, and he's been with me when I've had to do it, and it was terrifying to me. So he knows that this is not something that I would normally go out and do unless there was a real significant reason. So many years ago, about 10 years ago, more than that, for the last 40 years, I've been trying to get my family through marriage to pay attention and my blood relatives to pay attention to preparedness. And I was having very little success. You know, hey, why don't you buy some extra food when it's on sale? Why don't you get some cans? Why don't you get some pasta? You know, why don't you store a little bit of water? You know, how about some spare parts? And I wasn't making much headway. So what I decided to do was have an event, a Get Prepared Expo, and invite my family to come hear other people say what I've been saying, because maybe they would find it more credible if someone else said it besides Vinny. So I decided to have a really, since we're going to do it, we ought to do it big. So I decided to have the biggest preparedness expo that I could build. And I proceeded to do that, but in order to do that, you need to have some promotion, some advertising, that kind of thing. And I didn't know how to do it. So I knew that the best avenue, the best bang for the buck would be radio. So I went to a radio station, in Springfield, Missouri, and
was that KWTO?
No, this was actually the same one that Dr. Norm Shealy's on right now. It's called KICK.
Okay.
Back then it had a different call letters, but they changed the call letters. But it's the same frequency, same station, same building, same antenna. And it's KICK, AM 1340 in Springfield, Missouri. And I met with the station manager and told him what we were trying to do. And he was so impressed with the concept of preparedness, he said, I want to offer you a radio show. Right following, for 1 hour a week, following Dave Ramsey. And so if my knees weren't knocking before, they were knocking right there. And I thought, gosh, this is such a great opportunity. Following Dave Ramsey, I mean, that's a hard act to follow. And so...
Did you start right away, or did
right away. I mean,
work?
Within, the next day, not the next very next day, but within half a week. And so we started broadcasting on this radio station, USA Prepares, preparedness and what to do and those kinds of things, and talk about our Get Prepared Expo that was coming up. And it was a really neat thing. So I needed to learn a whole bunch of things. And what I really went to the radio station for was to learn how advertising works. Are there 15-second commercials, 30-second, 45 seconds, 60 seconds? How much do they cost? Where's the best place to put those commercials? Is it in the news? Is it after the news? Is it morning drive time? Is it afternoon drive time? Who writes the text for the commercials? Are there things you should say? Are there certain sounds that you should include? Are there certain sounds that you can't include? For example, a siren. Generally speaking, you don't hear a siren in a commercial. Now, it certainly would get your attention, but it's like shouting fire in a crowded theater. So you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So you want the text to be accurate. You want it to say who, what, when, where, why, and how. And here's a perfect example that we just heard of, a great commercial. And I actually called the CEO of this company. It's shopsupertea.com. They just advertised it, just coincidentally. And what that commercial does is they tell you what it is, they tell you the website, they tell you how to get it, how much it costs, they tell you who, what, when, where, why, and how. No surprises. And it's no yelling, no screaming, no if you're going to die if you don't get it, none of that. It's just a well-written, brilliant, brilliant commercial in terms of my perspective. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have commercials for the Get Prepared Expo, but I didn't know how to do it. And so we decided to advertise, and we got offered this radio broadcast show. And then right after that, the big station in Springfield, the big AM station that covered 97 counties that Norm Shealy was on at the time, that's where I met Dr. Shealy, is KWTO, which stands for Keep Watching the Ozarks, AM 560. Now, in radio, the lower the frequency on the dial, the farther the signal goes with any given wattage. So the lower the dial on the dial, the farther it goes. So this station was built in the 1930s. It's got a real powerful antenna, real tall, deep ground grounding rods. And it was great, and it really went really, really far. So I learned more about radio and advertising doing that. But the interesting thing is I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about how to actually sit behind the microphone. I had to learn it all by myself without being trained one iota. And yes, you can do it. So what that led to was Genesis, Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stattmiller, invited me to, I called him to advertise. Called him to advertise the Get Prepared Expo. And we would talk, and he said, I'll tell you what, it'll be $750 a month, but keep your money and go give that $750 to Genesis Communications Network, his competitor. And I called Genesis Communications Network, and I talked with a guy named Lee Wickenhauser. And Lee Wickenhauser and I are still great friends. He's been to our expo. So is Adam Miller over there. So I've talked to, you know, the top management there, and they taught me how. Lee Wickenhauser and I wrote the introduction, the outroduction, the, you know, Vincent Finelli, you know, that kind of thing that you hear. And he put us in touch with Ron Allen, the big voice. So that is another one of our instructors, Ron Allen, who does that introduction for USA Prepares. And we've been friends all these years. So I learned how to do it. And here's an offer class. It was a, you know, a straight-up difficult journey learning how to write commercials, how advertising works, when it should be done. And I had some great advice from Lee Wickenhauser, Adam Miller, et cetera, here at GCN. And here's my offer to you. If you are a budding entrepreneur, if you have a company, and you think that maybe you're interested in doing what I did, advertising, I'll be delighted to talk to you. Now, I'm not in the sales business, and I don't want anything for this, but I'll be able to share, and I'll be glad to share my expertise, as I have it, somewhat, with you, and coach you, and I'll put you in touch with the right people for creating the commercials, the right people for helping you with the script, the text, and getting you on the air. I don't want anything for it. I don't get anything for it. I don't get paid by GCN. I don't pay them. They don't pay me. I don't want anything. But if I can help you as one of our students, I'll be delighted to do it. And that's what we do here at USA Prepares. So if you're interested, you can send me an email, usaprepares@outlook.com, usaprepares.com. I'm sorry, usaprepares@outlook.com. And I will put your phone number in there, and I'll call you. And we'll talk about it, and I'll give you some advice and tell you what I learned. So that's kind of the story of broadcasting. I was on and off Republic Broadcasting Network with John Stadtmiller for over a 10-year period, and I've been fired four times from there. You know, he would get mad at me and fire me, and then he would decide that, you know, yeah, but we're still friends, and so he'd bring me back, and then he'd fire me. And but with GCN, that's not the case. GCN has been loyal to USA Prepares. We've been loyal to them. And that's why we're still here. I've been invited to go on other networks and leave, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So what you really need to do, class, is learn about loyalty. You need it, because it works two ways most of the time. Okay? It certainly does with me at GCN. And I'm delighted to be broadcasting here. Bert, class, this is our home, Genesis Communications Network. We are Genesis Communications Network. All the broadcasters, the faculty of USA Prepares, the staff at GCN, Ted Anderson, all the employees, we are GCN, all of us. And it's our job to do the best we can because we are the biggest and the best at GCN. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, you know, it sounds kind of hokey, but I can't tell you how much I enjoy being able to do something for, you know, what you pay us isn't that much. It's really satisfying to be helping people. And by the way, that's nothing. Obviously, yeah. We do it gratis.
Yeah, we do it gratis. We all do it. And Bert's kidding about getting paid. It's not. Nobody gets paid.
Yeah. It's great to help people, Vince.
It really is. That's why we're here. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Quality of the audio isn't quite as good as I'd like it today, class, and it's because the internet is down here in our neck of the Ozarks in Missouri. So I'm broadcasting via a landline. Bert's with us, and we're going to be talking about surviving a tornado. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so just curious on your internet, was that an ISDN line that went down?
No, it was a DSL.
Or DSL, okay, you have DSL line.
Yeah.
So DSL generally goes over the same phone line. So do you have a dedicated DSL twisted pair, or is it paralleling on your phone line?
No. Well, it's both. It's hybrid, depending on the exact location you're talking about. Coming into the point of presence at the farm, it's over the same twisted pair. Actually, there's five sets of twisted pair coming in, but they're. After that, then it's dedicated. I split it out so that the DSL is in a separate pair of twisted Cat5e wires. But no, it's at the central office, which is the telephone company class. That's the terminology in telephony is central office. That's where all the switching equipment is, and it happens all the time. The equipment gets blown up and with a storm, and they go, shoot, you know, we should have had a spare. They've been doing this for 16 years. And, causes this? What causes this? I'll just say it flat out. Greed. You know, greed for the shareholders. The shareholders want more, more, more. So the CEO says, let's cut costs. And how do we cut costs? Well, we cut costs by reducing reliability on the internet side. That's what they do.
Yeah. Can I give you a recommendation?
Sure.
Don't talk too negative about the phone company. while you're waiting for your ESL to be repaired.
I know our service technician. He's great, and you know, he's even said that the company has degraded over the years, and it's awful because he just can't get all the parts that he needs. I mean, well, he has a truck. He's got the knowledge. He's been with them for a long time. All he needs is the parts. You know, Bert, when I built a T1 telecommunications network for the bank, I had two bank buildings that I was in charge of making sure that all telecommunications worked smoothly and efficiently. And so what I did, and it was in the city, it was one bank building, the, you know, headquarters was in suburbia, if you will, and the other was right downtown in the city. And with a T1 line, I put two of them in. I put one direct, real short, the shortest path I could get from one building to the next, and all the data and the voice traffic all went over this T1 line. And then I put in a diverse routed one that went around the long way, the most safe from being damaged route. So I had two of them in there, and then I put an automatic switch that would switch within milliseconds. So if anything happened to the primary line, the secondary line would be engaged, and our agents talking to customers would not be interrupted.
Banks need that kind of redundancy. In fact, we used to have a company out here in Silicon Valley called Tandem Computers, and the whole basis of it was two computers, so you had an instant backup, and it was a very popular computer system for the financial industry.
Yeah, and we never experienced what I experienced here on a regular basis, with, you know, outage after outage after outage. So, you know, the telephone company keeps telling me, "Yeah, we're working on it." And it's like the government, right? They're working on it, and you know, eventually they hope we'll forget. So I told them I have to call them today and tell them, listen, I need that $50 credit because the internet went down in the last couple of days, and they hate it when I call, but I keep telling them I don't like calling either, but it's because the network is substandard. I even tell them, so look, you guys, you don't believe this. I know you won't believe this, but, you know, your wires are running on my trees. So you needed to get from across the creek, and you couldn't do it. So what you did was you threw the wires up into the branches of the trees. You used some tie wraps, and you tied your cables to my tree limbs so that we and our neighbors down the road could have telephone service. And the wires are still there. That's been going on 10 years. No kidding.
Wow.
Now, yeah. The wires are still there. I had a website. I take pictures. We'll be back and talk about tornado shelters and surviving tornadoes. Bert Pertonis is with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC says most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots. The panel recommended the unusual move of giving preference late Thursday, and the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, accepted the panel's advice. President Biden, in a meeting Thursday with medical advisors, discussed the pandemic.
It's here now, and it's spreading, and it's going to increase. For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated. For themselves, their families, and the hospitals, they'll soon overwhelm.
Biden said the country was in a better position to deal with the Omicron variant because of steps taken to limit travel and increase access to boosters. It should be noted the Moderna vaccine carries a slight risk of heart problems, a study of the entire population of Denmark found Friday. USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
It's time again for Reads Across America this Saturday, the 18th. Program leader Karen Worcester on Fox News explains.
Well, this is Reads Across America Day, as you said, is the 18th this year, and at more than 3,100 locations all over the country. We're going to be placing veterans' wreaths on the graves of men and women who served this country and brought us that freedom. So great thanks to all of the location coordinators and all the volunteers who've been working year-round to spread the mission to remember, honor, and teach. So it all culminates tomorrow as we go into the cemeteries, we say their names, and we take an opportunity to teach our kids about their heritage, because their knowing their heritage is the best building block for our kids' future that we possibly could stand them on.
Karen tells us how you can get involved.
Well, you can go to readsacrossamerica.org and you can find a location near you. Make sure you do look for times, because some of the times vary, start times, and also the CDC rules and where people are in dealing with COVID. But please take the opportunity. Take your kids. Talk to them about their history. Talk to them about their heritage. Talk to them about their future, because the best of what we are as a country is represented in those cemeteries.
The first ever millipede with more than 1,000 legs has been discovered in Western Australia. It was found 60 meters underground in a mining area in the Eastern Goldfields region. In fact, it had 1,300 plus legs. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, Bert's with us, and we're going to be talking about tornadoes and surviving a tornado. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so tornadoes, you know, we know a little bit how to predict them, the funnel clouds, there's things you can see, but we don't really know why we have them. I'm just throwing that out there. Same, you know, we have to have a certain amount of weather on the planet in order to move the water around. So obviously water gets evaporated, gets deposited on land in storms. But why do we have to have tornadoes? I guess that's beyond the scope of our class today. But it's there. And so we can see the sky appearance. We should listen to weather reports. We know when conditions are ripe, and of course we know when they begin happening because of staying alert to the media. So best example is a week ago or so, a huge band of tornadoes went through five states. And Vince, I think one of our instructors was fortunate in that a tornado literally stopped 1,000 or so feet from their property line. Is that correct, Vince? One of our, might have been even our lead instructor?
Well, I don't know about a lead instructor, but this instructor, me, yeah. If you're talking about me, Bert, yes, that's correct. Well, what happened, there was a straight-line tornado heading right toward our farm, and it stopped about roughly a quarter of a mile away as the crow flies and as the tornado was headed right toward our farm. And it stopped. And here's why I think it did. I think it ran out of steam because as you approach our farm, you hit nothing but woods. And the woods just absorb the energy of this swirling mass of air and debris. So, you know, if you think about it, where are tornadoes? You don't really see them where there's heavily wooded areas. Most of the time you see them where there's lots of open space. So one of the reasons why we selected this farm in this region is because of the woods, and woods for heat. You know, as the tree limbs fall and the trees die, we can cut that up for, you know, firewood and heat our house with it. It's also a protection from tornadoes. But what happens? Well, people cut trees down. Loggers come in, and they cut with almost reckless abandon, cut trees down, and then what happens is the wind picks up. As a matter of fact, my parents and in Virginia, and Mrs. Finelli and I had adjoining farms, so we'll call it a family compound if you want. Their land had been cleared, and most of it was open. Ours, most of it was woods. And our house was surrounded by woods. If I went to see my mom and dad and just walk the 700 feet or hop on a dirt bike and go 700 feet to their house, and if I stood outside, I'd get windburned from the wind. Our house, there's no feeling of wind at all. So think about that, class. The lesson to be learned is when you buy that next property, look at the protection from tornadoes and storms. And trees are a great, great way of protecting yourself. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and I think that's something nobody thinks about. So let's look at what else. You know, we're not going to stop tornadoes. We don't know why they occur. I don't think they occur from people driving SUVs in Los Angeles. They do drive too many huge SUVs in Los Angeles. But we don't really know what causes them. But we can protect ourselves. So another thing we can do is take shelter. Obviously, that's the most important thing. So whether that's a basement, you know, someplace where you're protected. Now, a lot of people think go to the middle of the basement. But, Vince, that's probably a mistake, correct?
Well, okay, class, let me provide a disclaimer. Don't believe anything I say. Okay, don't believe anything that anybody here at USA Prepares Say says.
Or take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but it's not like we're intending to put you on the wrong path or give you wrong information. We're giving you the information as we believe it. Okay? So from my understanding of building construction, and I've built many buildings. I've rehabbed many, many houses. And I've seen the structure from the inside, the outside, etc. And here's what happens. The strongest part of a house is the corner. The strongest part of the house is the corner where two walls meet. And if you look at the current construction of a house, and Bert's talking about basement, but this all fits. If you look at the current construction of a house, what they do is they use OSB, oriented strand board, one sheet of 4x8 in one side of the corner and one sheet in the other side of the corner. So two sheets of 4x8 OSB makes a corner. And then they do the same on all the corners to save cost. Then in the middle, they use something that has very little structural value, okay? Sometimes it's something as simple as a styrofoam insulation board, which really is not very strong. You know, how strong is 7/16 or a half an inch piece of styrofoam, okay?
Not very strong.
And then on the inside, you'll see in the inside cavity of the wall, you'll see fiberglass insulation, which has no structural strength whatsoever. Then on the other side, you'll see sheetrock. Now, if you step on a piece of sheetrock between two studs, like let's say it was the ceiling, if you step on it, it'll fall right through. So that doesn't have much structural integrity or strength as well. So now what we're talking about is a house that the strongest point is the corners. But if you listen to people, the experts, they'll tell you, well, what you need to do is get in the middle. I don't know about that. Makes no sense because the middle is what gets ripped out. The middle, the roof, like if a roof gets ripped out, then what do you have? You're in the middle of the house. So at least if you're in the corner, you've got two sides of you protected by the strongest part of the house. The other thing is people talk about opening the windows to balance the air pressure. I don't do that. I want the air pressure to go around the house, not come into the window, pull out the window, and then the violent air pressure coming in and lifting out the roof. So I want to protect from that. So we have all of our windows closed and locked, and the garage doors closed and locked. I'm not buying that, and this is just an intuition, my intuition and experience and understanding how mechanical systems work that I'm saying this. So, and then Bert, what about bathtubs? Have you any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that there's common thinking that you want to fill your bathtub with water and go in it, but I don't think there's enough evidence that works. So
let's talk about the bathtubs for a minute. So when they used to have tornadoes back in the 30s, it would be recommended that you get in the bathtub and put the children in the bathtub. And the reason for that is the bathtub had high sides, real high sides, because the bathtubs were freestanding. They're made out of cast iron with a porcelain finish. So they were heavy. It would take three or four guys to lift one of those. So we're talking hundreds of pounds for a bathtub. Today, a bathtub is fiberglass or plastic. And one person can lift a bathtub. It's better with two, but one person could lift one in terms of the weight. So the idea was a bathtub had so much mass, it was unlikely that it was going to get picked up and thrown around because of its sheer weight. The other thing was that the sides of the bathtub would protect you from flying objects flying through the side of the bathtub. Because it's like being in a tank with no, you know, a military tank kind of thing with no top. I mean, it's pretty good, right? Compare that to a current bathtub, a 2x4 flying through the air, go right through it.
Yeah.
So the bathtub, yeah, it's a great idea if it's a cast iron bathtub. But the real plan should be to build a house with a basement. You really, unless you're living in an area that has a high water table, you should have a basement. Because a basement is the least expensive cost per square foot part of anybody's home.
Pick a corner of that basement and make it the shelter. Maybe that can also be a radio room or something where you can just kick back and get some privacy. But whatever you want to do, put in there an emergency kit, put extra batteries, obviously a radio, and the CB radio, because that's something you can call out for help. You can buy a great CB radio for like $50, and obviously a little bit of food just for, you know, sustain yourself for whatever number of hours you may be in there. If you want to increase it a little in case it's something more severe, like who knows what might happen in the future, we're worried about other type of disasters, you can add a little more food. But a corner of the house is a great idea, and if you know primarily the direction a hurricane might come from, I don't know if it's be, I guess it's hard to tell the direction of a hurricane, but you'd probably want to pick the corner of the house away from where it'd be approaching. But I think any corner is going to give you that structural strength. Now, Vince, if you don't have a basement, what's our recommendation? Because that's a little tougher.
Okay, well, I can tell you what they did here on our farm back in the 1930s. So the Finelli Farm is part of a land grant from President James Buchanan, and it was granted in 1844. So the guys that followed that realized that there are tornadoes, and they were pretty darn dangerous and deadly. So they In 1934, they built a tornado shelter on our farm. It's still here, and it's certainly, let's say it's viable and usable. And right now, it's here. It's 8 feet wide, 12 feet long, and you can stand in it. And it looks like a coffin. It arises out of the ground about a couple feet. It has a curved lid, all poured concrete. It has doors that open up like those slanted Bilco, B-I-L-C-O doors. And you can lift them up and crawl in there, lock the doors, and there's jars of food and everything you need in there. So that was in 1934. They're all over this part of Missouri, all over. And our farm came with one. There are modern storm shelters that are these concrete blocks. They are cast concrete with steel doors, and they can be delivered to your house, set in your yard, and with a boom truck. And for several thousand dollars, maybe $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, depending on if you know where to get one, you're in business with storm shelter. You want to get one that has ventilation. You want to have one that has a steel door. And which way should the door open? Should it open out or should it open in? Well, here's my advice on that. If you have one of these shelters that's just set in place in your yard, there can be all kinds of debris all around that shelter. And you can be absolutely safe and secure inside. But you may not be able to open the door outward because there may be debris, logs, trees, you know, a car that's been thrown against it that has been stopped by the concrete shelter. You may not be able to get out. So get one with a door that opens inward. I think that's the safe setup as far as I can tell. Make sure you have, you know, LED-type lighting that doesn't use a lot of battery power. And make sure you have water and a 5-gallon bucket so that you have an improvised toilet. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, so let's flesh this out just a little bit. So if you have an area of your basement, a corner, stock it with food, water, a bucket toilet, build a room, make it really strong. Don't use sheetrock on the exterior of this room. Use plywood or oriented strand board. Make sure it's thick enough to sustain damage and also add structure to the 2x4s or 2x6s. Make sure the ceiling of this room is really structurally strong, you know, meaning there's a wood floor above it and not just OSB and carpeting, because that's not really strong enough. You really want to have a layer of plywood above you and hardwood floors. That would be the best option. And you want to have a manual can opener, some cans, chairs, a cot, or do it right. And what does that mean? That means sell your house and buy a farm and build it all for less. So as you build your house on your farm, you have a basement, you select an area of the basement, and you say, okay, this is the shelter, and then you pour a concrete lid on the shelter. And you have four concrete walls because you have concrete around two of the walls of the basement. Anyway, you add in your plans to make the other two walls concrete. You have a steel door, a really strong steel door, an exterior steel door, and then you have your wiring, your lighting. You have a toilet in there with that flushes. You have extra water storage, and you have a window that you can crawl out of, but it's boarded up from the inside. So you have the window, it looks like glass on the outside, and it is. The window opens inward, and you have multiple layers of OSB that are screwed around the frame of the window to protect you from flying objects coming in. But you just take your screwdriver that's in your storm shelter room, and you unscrew these sheetrock-type screws to remove the boards that are boarding up the window. And so you have your chairs, you have your blankets, you have your water, you have your shelves for your food, you have your radio, and you have shelves for sleeping on with blankets and pillows and all that in the room. And it's probably going to be a fairly large room compared to what one of these drop-in-place outside concrete storm shelters is. So when you'll save an enormous amount of money doing it, and you'll be secure from what? Well, You'll be secure from straight-line radiation should there be an atomic attack, a nuclear disaster. You'll be below it. You will have engineered a ventilation system. You'll have lighting, and you can stay in there for weeks if you do it right. So think about doing that. And it'll all cost very little if you do it while you're building your house. If you want to add it on, it costs a fortune. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, maybe I'd add on to that a battery backup system that can be kept charged while you have electricity and then supply power for a few things you might need if your power goes out. And maybe even add a camera that can be outside that you can monitor what's outside before you do break out to go up there and make sure everything's safe and see what's out there. But, yeah, all good suggestions. You know, sadly, if other people had heard this and prepared, we lost so many lives in those tornadoes a couple of weeks ago that, if people had done this, I'm not going to say everyone would have been saved, but I think many more could have been, because it's not always obvious what to do. You know, jump under your bed, well, that's probably not the best thing. So I think we've given a lot of good tips to everybody, and we should probably have another show, you know, later next year in 2022 to talk about this as well.
Here's an interesting thing. So how often, class, do you hear stories of, the town got flooded, and or the town was destroyed by a tornado? And the last one was, 41 years ago. So the town got flooded 41 years ago, or the last tornado was that just leveled the town was 41 years ago. But the towns are built in the same, they rebuild them in the same exact place. Now think about that. Does that make any sense? So what you want to do when you buy your farm is make sure you don't buy a farm that's below the dam. You don't want to buy, that's crazy, right? Buying a farm that is just ready to be flooded by a dam break, a massive rainfall. You don't want to buy one where the tornadoes are frequently occurring, because obviously the conditions are right for that. So you want to get out of the way. You want to get out of the way of the city. You want to get out of the way of the path of destruction. You want to make sure that you have very few businesses that will attract lots of people that will pollute the area. So you want to go to the middle of nowhere, kind of like where I live. I live on a dirt road, not a gravel road. Gravel's an upgrade. It's a dirt road. It's got big holes in it. It's rough on our trucks driving through it. Nobody wants to come here. Because,
yeah, Vince, have you driven over to where the tornado stopped?
Our children have, and there were big trees across the road. It took heavy equipment to, cut them up and pull them out of the way. Yeah, and there's destruction all over it. It wasn't quite as bad here as it could have been. Fortunately, the tornado stopped. But there have been tornadoes around us, but not on our farm. And we checked that out before we bought this place. So, word to the wise, class, it's... Look at what happened in the past. You can learn from history. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today. Class, please consider offering your prayers for the faculty.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.